Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:16 now, Wednesday, August 5th. Highs of 96 today and into the foreseeable future. Less than 10% chance for showers from now until Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday that increases to 20 and 30% respectively. Just as a meteorologist looks at the fronts and the high level pressure and whatever else it is they look at to predict the weather, when it comes to economics, you can look at some indicators that will give you a kind of snapshot of where we are and maybe a forecast for where we're going. Gary Wagner joins us, professor of economics at the University of Louisiana. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well. I appreciate your time. I really do. So in terms of warning signs, Louisiana is second in the nation in percentage of homeowners who are late on their mortgage payments. What do you infer from that?
You know, I think it's a sign of just how severely our local economy has been impacted by COVID-19. Homes that are in forbearance are usually a good sign, or homeowners that are behind on their mortgage is generally a good sign about where the economy is heading. It's something that the Federal Reserve pays a lot of attention to. Seeing those numbers in Louisiana at that level being kind of up at the top of the nation is pretty ominous. And I think some of that is really due to the fact that we had a stay-at-home order put in place really early compared to a lot of other states. So we kind of are bearing some of that economic brunt a little bit sooner than some other places.
Generally speaking, do you know if I would guess. I've been blessed. I work hard, all of it together, but I've never been late on a mortgage payment in my life. But how common is that? Gary, do you know, like at any one point, for example, as a kid, I thought that unemployment meant zero. We had a 0% unemployment rate, when in fact, full employment meant that you're at like 4.5% unemployed, I guess, or something along those lines. So as it relates to this, is there like a normal standing number where you can expect X amount of people at any one point to be in arrears on their mortgage payment?
Yeah, nationally, it's around 2%. So there are always, when you look at any type of borrowing behavior, whether it's auto loans, home equity loans, student loans, credit cards, there's always some fraction of people that are not able to make those payments. Mortgages are typically the lowest, and it's generally around 2%. It's a little bit higher in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, some of the states in the South. Are a little bit higher on average. But you know, to give you a sense of kind of where we're at now, we're still just over 2% nationally. In 2008-09, the numbers were closer to 9%. So that's, and that historically is a really, really high number. So we still have a long way to go to get to where we were there. But I think starting to see those things trend up is not a very positive sign. It generally indicates that economic conditions are worsening.
So where were we with the housing crash and the bubble popping and so forth? What was it? Where were we then and where are we now?
We were about 9% nationally in terms of the percentage of mortgages that were 90 days or more delinquent. So there are a couple stages of mortgage forbearance. So you look at people who haven't made their payments within a 30-day window, people who are between 30 and 60 days delinquent, and then the ones who are more than 90. And what happens is if you're more than 90 days delinquent, the likelihood of a foreclosure rises pretty sharply. And so that means that, you know, you haven't been able to make your payment for at least a period of 3 months. Nationally, we're still around 2%, which is close to where we were in 2007 before the last recession occurred. But what we're seeing now, looking at some of the numbers, is that it's starting to increase, and it's increasing at a pretty quick pace as well.
So generally speaking, we got to take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back with a listener's question from the Mortgage Financial phone and text line, 504-260-1870, which is, what is forbearance? So we'll start with that when we come back. But just so I can understand, Professor, are you saying, generally speaking, it's as bad as it was then? It's the same or it's worse?
Things are not as bad as they were in 2008 or 9, that's for sure. So homeowners are in a much better position today than they were. But I think we're starting to see signs that things are worsening, but they have to be much, much worse to get to where we were in 2009 or 10.
Because that was pretty much rock bottom, was it not?
Yeah, those were some of the worst housing numbers that we've ever seen.
That's what I thought. We'll take a break, pick it up when we come back, 821. If you have any questions, you can text the line 260-1870. Our WWLAMFM.com opinion poll has been asking you all morning, and I guess this has something to do with being in arrears on mortgage payments, etc. Will you be affected if a new stimulus bill isn't passed? We've been asking that all morning, and those of you that have voted online, 71% are saying no, 29% are saying yes. Time for traffic now on WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker talking to Gary Wagner, professor of economics at the University of Louisiana, who, by the way, ranks second, not Gary, but Louisiana, in the nation in the percentage of homeowners who are late on their mortgage payments. And some questions are coming in, and I'll get to them. First, Gary, we talked before the break about forbearance. Some people maybe don't know what that means. So if you can, I guess, walk us through the procedure. If I miss a mortgage payment, or I miss another one, or I'm three behind, what is the best thing for somebody to do?
Well, forbearance is when your mortgage lender, so your bank or your lending institution, just allows you to suspend or pause your mortgage payments for some period of time. So what happened most recently is when Congress passed what's been called the CARES Act, which is the Coronavirus Aid and Relief Act. Lenders are not allowed to foreclose on properties until August 31st, 2020 at the earliest, and homeowners are allowed to ask for forbearance for up to potentially a year. So if you're having income issues that may put you in a position where you're unable to make your mortgage payments, you should immediately reach out to your lender and explore those forbearance options. It doesn't negate you from having to pay your mortgage. It just delays it and gives you a window where you can pay it at a later point in time.
The last thing in the world a lender wants to do is be in the real estate business. I've had people in the industry tell me that. So unlike the, I guess it's from the old silent movie days of the snidely whiplash mustache, whatever it is, and the banker foreclosing and throwing widows out in the yard and in the snow, they don't want to do this, right? So generally speaking, they'll work with you, but they do need to get paid.
Yeah, I mean, they do need to get paid. I think generally lenders, especially at this point in time, are probably going to be very likely to work with homeowners because of exactly what you mentioned. They're in the lending business. That's where their expertise is. Their expertise is not in the real estate business. And one of the things that I know from academic research that has looked into this issue is if properties end up being foreclosed upon and the lender takes ownership of these properties, the properties sell at a significant discount compared to properties that haven't been foreclosed, in the neighborhood of at times up to 15%, which means the lenders lose money when they have to foreclose on properties. So that's generally the last case solution that they're looking for as well.
Somebody texted in and said, Tommy, how can anybody be late with rent if the majority of people are getting almost $800 a week? Well, first of all, we're not talking about rent here. We're talking about mortgage payments. Secondly, I pay $1,800 a month, so and I don't have a mansion, so I don't know what kind of mortgages people have or what is there an average, Gary, that you know of, an average monthly mortgage payment for Louisiana, for the nation as a whole?
No, I don't have those numbers off the top of my head. The one thing that I'll comment on the statement is, you know, the added $600 weekly unemployment benefit expired on July 31st, and not every worker was eligible for that. Louisiana, in the one case, right, that was on top of what the average unemployment benefits are. Louisiana's unemployment benefits per week are the lowest in the nation. So for an average person who was unemployed in Louisiana, their benefits were $227.
Wow.
So in a lot of those
cases,
they're probably earning.
Yeah, it's a poverty level. We're going to thank you for your time. Hope you come back on. We'll take in a break now for WWL First News. Then when we come back, we'll talk about scrapping the penny. Here now, Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.